Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Askew and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Palfrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Lau reaches second base with a double. Seaborn moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is walked intentionally. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Seaborn scores. Lau moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Belfari, who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Davalillo goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Belfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hinton tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-1 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Belfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belfari is 0-1 in the game. Belfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Palmer now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaburn covering, for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer juggles the ball. That's an error on Palmer. Askew moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Askew moves to third. Siebert moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Askew tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to third. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Alvis steals third. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. Lau drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Davalillo out. two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell is hit by the pitch. Bulfari moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bulfari moves to third. Powell moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Askew. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Askew steals second. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Siebert strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field. Davalillo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davalillo. Brandt moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Brandt scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Gary Bell now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.